A number of planned projects by West Nile refugee hosting districts under the HOPE program are on hold as the program reaches the final year of its implementation. Among some of the districts benefiting from the program include Arua and Madiokolo, Yumbe District. Koboko hosting a total number of 6,000 Congolese refugees and over 4,000 self-settled South Sudanese refugees. Goro Grace, the Secretary of Social Services, Koboko District, says most of their planned projects have stopped after UNHCR failed to remit funds under the HOPE program to the district.
It is over 1 year and a half we have not received monies that are under rehab. So this means that all our projects are blocked. They cannot move on. And one key project that was budgeted under rehab under my department is the maternity ward, which was commissioned by the president. And up to now, we cannot move on. We cannot get started because it is one of the key things that needed some monies. And it was budgeted up to like 250 million. And we know that when there's no money, we cannot move on.
However, in a phone interview with Solomon Osakan, the refugee desk officer explains,
the money for rehope got finished. They are not telling you directly, but they were told it is over. The donors are no longer giving it. Okay. That money was coming through UNHCR. Seeing when they were told, they were told. That one was just like a budget support to the district. Well, if it's not there, they can get it from the government budget if they have. After all, there is Dr. Deep there. They just alter them.
Nginya Hassan Said, the chairperson for West Nile Development Association, also chairperson LC5 Koboko District Local Government, says most of their designed projects under the Rehope Funds program has stopped as funds have not been released and remitted to the various districts' account.
The first batch received was $500 US, and that is $500,000 US. That's around 1.8 billion that time. And you see, it was the first one that was used for implementing some schools, school projects, some, of course, health facilities. That was when they introduced the idea. And then it was supposed to run for 3 years. Now, the second year, when now we planned, where we captured some of these planned activities, including the roads, including the maternity ward, of course, we planned and we budgeted, we even approved the budget. The money was not sent.
The chairman said Koboko District was supposed to receive a total of Ugandan shillings 1.7 billion under the rehab program for some of the projects. He, however, said engagements are being made to find out why the money was not released under the rehab program, yet the memorandum of understanding was for 3 years.
We're engaging the funder, UNSR, and find out what is really the next alternative, because this activity is already planned, and what do we do? And you cannot force, because these are donors, they've already done. Except now what you are doing is that if the funds are not there, how do you now reprioritize in other programs that are coming, in other funding opportunities that we get? Like now we have this Dr. Deep. Let's hope that again they will not say within a day they remove it. So if the Dr. Deep will still continue coming, and we shall definitely now reprioritize some of those projects to line up with these new funding opportunities.
Filing this story, I am Adid Rasul.